I'm Yvette Mayer, and this is the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm a corporate dropout with a 30-year background in marketing and advertising, who after a breast cancer-style wake-up call realised I felt stuck and drained and longed to feel lit up and liberated. Forward to today, and I am living that reality. I'm an online intuitive business coach with a multi-six-figure business, living as a digital nomad, and supporting my clients, my students, and you to grow online businesses that are profitable, scalable, and impact-driven. If you're ready to feel lit up and liberated as you claim your place as a digital CEO, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur Podcast with me, Yvette. Yes, I know I have not been very regular at all on the podcast of late. And I did put an episode out last week, which was a from the car kind of philosophical conversation around worthiness and values in your business, which I hope you caught. If not, it's the last episode before this one. And since then, because I recorded that, by the way, when I just returned from Bali. Now, since then, I've been through the complete disruption that is COVID. So I got back around 4 or 5 weeks ago, and the first week was moving around, getting life set up and settled, and then I came down with COVID. And I just fell into a heap. There's no easy way to say this. And I am still disappointed in my immune system for not dealing with COVID better. But I literally went to bed for a week, and then it took another good 10 days or even 11 days to return to a place of high vibes and energy, which is where I prefer to be, let's be honest. Then on the exact day that I began to truly feel like it was behind me, I found out that I need to wear a boot on my left foot for 5 or 6 weeks because I had managed to fall down some steps in Bali. I knew I had a sore foot. I did not realize that I had actually broken a bone. I know, all of the things. So instead of heading either north or overseas again, which I was intending to do because I don't love hanging out on the South Coast, which is where my home base is during winter, I find myself on the South Coast wearing my boot, and I'm actually in a really good place with it. Like, I'm ready to get back into a routine. I'm feeling really energized. I am ready. I'm ready to like lean back into my business more energetically because the fact that I haven't been releasing podcast episodes is a symptom of how I have been feeling, right? I haven't had originally it was the desire / the technology setup. Then that was followed by the energy well-being wise, which brings me to now. So I'm coming back in. I am back. I will be releasing regular episodes, if not every single week, most weeks, and I'm really looking forward to spending time with you again. And I appreciate you so much for listening and still being here with me. Or if you're new, thank you. Thank you so much for finding my podcast. There is a lot of gold in episodes gone by, so don't stop here. But today, the topic I am going to explore with you is all about money-making messaging. And you've heard this before, but you can have the best product or service, better than anyone else's, solving more problems, revolutionary, but if you don't get your messaging right or your marketing, let's say marketing right, you're not going to move those products / offers. You're just not. Marketing is absolutely, I hate saying this, but it's absolutely more important to the growth of your business than the product itself. I know we don't always want to hear that. And most entrepreneurs don't come into business with experience in marketing. or maybe they have a little bit of experience in marketing, but then when it comes to marketing themselves as a personal product, themselves as a personal brand, or their products, which they are potentially very emotionally invested in because they're their product babies, it feels all sorts of hard and it triggers a lot of vulnerability. And I know that it is a massive advantage for me that I did spend 30 plus years in marketing before becoming a coach, or even before becoming an entrepreneur. And whilst I still felt the learning curve was pretty steep to make the transition from marketing for massive global brands to marketing myself, yes, still found that learning curve a little steep. Obviously, marketing is in my DNA. So it took me far less time to make that transition or set myself up for success from a marketing perspective than it would have otherwise. I mean, no surprises. And it's in large part why I was able to grow my own business to six figures in 13 months and then on to multiple six figures in year two and nearing the $500,000 mark right now. Amazing, right? I'm 3 years in and this is how good it gets to be. However, what has become more and more clear over time is that the biggest area of opportunity for my clients and that I can support you with in terms of growing your sales is turning up the volume on your messaging. When I say turning up the volume, what I mean is speaking more loudly to the exact people that you're here to help. And I have so many DMs and clients that are regularly saying to me, how do you get inside my mind? How do you connect in so deeply in your emails, in your content? Like, how? And I do a lot of work in my mastermind and even in the Launchpad and Digital Product Academy programs around content and messaging and providing editing support, because I find that that hands-on process is incredibly valuable, which is, yeah, it's a big part of what I do. But for today, I wanted to give you a few things to consider and actually some steps to take if you are struggling with your messaging, or if you're just in a place where you're like, I show up consistently, I'm doing all of the things, I'm posting every day and the sales aren't flowing. Or they're flowing, but they're not feeling easy, or there's just, you know, low demand. Or even if you are getting sales, but you know there's room to grow your price, but you're lacking confidence that when you do that, when you put your price up, that you will still attract the same level of demand. So there's a lot to unpack in this, but in particular today, what I wanted to do was talk to you about some things you can do in your messaging that are going to help you make more money, which is absolutely mission critical as an entrepreneur, particularly when you're on that journey to six figures and you have come from a corporate background or a background where you've had that kind of financial abundance, let's call it, and you're in a place of, I need to get back there, or I need to get there so that I feel a level of freedom in the financial part of my business and life. And when I ask current clients, old clients, inquiries, what the number one thing they want to achieve from working with me, it's generally earning more money. So hello, I am here to help you do that. So when you think about messaging, messaging isn't simply what you write in your posts. It's much bigger than that. It's how you position yourself or your business or your product very intentionally in a way that speaks to your people. It's getting inside from a deep belief perspective what your business offers in terms of outcomes and understanding how to language that in a way that connects to your people. This is going to both grow the number of people that are right for your offers and motivate them towards buying. And there are different roles of content. Like, let's be clear, not all of our content or all of our messaging is designed to generate a direct response in terms of a purchase. And consumers, clients, customers absolutely go through their own process in terms of consideration. And it varies a lot depending on things like the price point of what you're actually offering, the competition in the marketplace, how you differentiate yourself. There's a whole lot of things to unpack inside of that. Net result is you're always going to have people at a different stage of consideration in your world. So they may be brand new to you and they're just at that early stage of getting to know who you are, that initial awareness. There are going to be people who've been connected to you for some time. They don't necessarily know that they're going to buy from you at some point, but they're leaning in. They like what you have to say. And therefore, they keep returning to your content. Then there are people that are literally in the market for what you offer. They may be shopping around, or they may be a little further along, right on the cusp of buying or inquiring. Yay, we love those people. And of course, there are people that have, like, they've made their mind up. They're about to click the button. And our content needs to kind of reflect that. And it's why people talk a lot about having a content strategy and making sure that you understand the role of the different types of content you put out there. Now, I want to be clear that it's really important that you understand roles at different stages of that consumer journey or customer journey, so that you're not just putting out sales content all of the time. I think some brands can do that and do that really effectively, but for the large majority, it's important to have this balance. And when I say balance, in particular, there are three types of content that I'm going to talk you through. Three types. One is education, and entertainment kind of comes into there as well. The second one is storytelling, and the third one is sales and conversion content. But before we even dive in there, I know I've spoken about this on the podcast before, but I want to give you the facts around the most important thing you can be considering, regardless of what type of content you're creating. And that is that we want to be speaking to what our clients, customers, community want, what they want, what they truly desire. And when you consider that what you are offering from this perspective, it tends to be very different from the actual product itself. And this is true whether you're selling coaching, a course, or a piece of art. Like, it's true for all marketing. It's true for all sales. Like, I was thinking about this, little tangent, from a corporate sales perspective, and I think that big corporates, having spent a lot of time in there, could learn a lot from this conversation as well around when they're selling to other businesses, B2B, rather than audiences, how important it is to understand what the individuals want that they're selling to. Because whether it's corporate or whether it's consumer to consumer / client to coach to client, they're not buying the product. They're buying how it makes them feel and its ability to give them what they want. And that's quite different. So I mentioned, and this was a bit random, that if you were selling a piece of art, how could this work? So let's think about this. You're considering buying a piece of art and you're seeing lots of beautiful options. You're shopping around. You essentially want a piece of art. But do you really? Do you want a piece of art, or do you want a representation of your style? Do you want to create a feeling in a particular room? Do you want to gift that and create an experience for the receiver? Are you with me? So you may be buying the product, which is the art. However, what you really want is that experience slash feeling that the art will create once it's hanging or when it's in the hands of the person that you're gifting it to. And this makes a huge difference in how you create your message. Because if you're saying, here is a beautiful piece of art, these are the sizes, this is where it could look good if you hang it, and there are three available, you're doing nothing to create appetite. Not saying you will never sell that way, absolutely you will, and the lower the ticket, the easier that is. But if you want to move to a place of creating appetite, growing demand, then the opportunity exists for you to talk about this piece is going to look great in this environment and evoke a sense of X, Y, Z, right? That's just a simple example, but I wanted to pick something hard actually to demonstrate what I'm talking about, because it's pretty easy to do this with what I sell. Because yes, I sell business coaching and I sell courses, but that's not what I sell. I sell the opportunity to grow a business that feels lit up and liberated. I sell the opportunity for you to have more freedom and more abundance, right? So I know what you want. You want more money. You want more freedom. That's what I sell. I don't sell a course with four modules and, you know, 25-minute videos. Yes, that's the product, but it's not what I talk about in my marketing. So I wanted to just really clearly land that before I get into three types of content, which all have a role, and finish with money-making content. So the first thing you want to do is create awareness in a way that cuts through and educates the audience that you have what they want. Okay? So this isn't sales content. This is simply brand personality. Like, this is understanding the values of the brand and delivering it in a way that cuts through the noise. And whether that's, you know, as a personal brand, that's really embodying your unique personality. It's talking about differentiation. But as an element of that, I want you always to be thinking, how, as I create awareness, can I also be demonstrating to my audience that I can help them get what they want? So that might look like the after, right? So that might look like me creating content where I am living the digital nomad life in Bali, able to manage my time between working remotely and sitting at the pool. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. So reels and video content, TikTok, all fantastic for this, that initial cut through. But remember, what is the message behind the message? Intentional. Be intentional. Don't just put things up there because you think I've got a post. Intentional. So even though it might look like I'm just putting things up there because I've got a post, I'm always thinking, what is the message behind this? The next one is, people love listening to stories. They sit around campfires. They always have for generations and like decades, not decades, forever. Since the beginning of time, people have connected over stories. And so using storytelling in your messaging is an amazing way to both pull people in but also deepen that engagement, which leads to greater consideration. Again, You want this type of content to be growing demand. You want it to be building your authority. So how amazing is it then when your stories are stories about how you have personally achieved what you offer, or your clients have achieved what you're offering in terms of a case study or a testimonial type piece of content? Yes, you're going to do other types of storytelling that aren't as directly linked to your offers. But always come back to this intentionality. Why am I creating this? What is it going to teach? Yes, your content teachers, your messaging teachers, your audience that they want to work with you or buy from you. How is it doing that? Even though I'm telling a story, how is it also creating a sense of this is somebody that I'm leaning in towards that can absolutely help me have what I want? So example on this one, last week I sent an email out that was 100% storytelling. And it told the story of how my boss bullied me. And that was the reason that I eventually got the courage up to leave my corporate career after wanting to do the thing for years. And honestly, this is, you know, this is a true story. Like I literally don't know that I would have walked out of my 30 plus year career if I hadn't had this experience where I was like, that was the last straw. I can't. I literally can't anymore. And I told that story in quite a lot of depth. And also I resolved the story with, you know, why that experience was so defining for me and how I learned from it and went on the path myself towards entrepreneurship and what I've learned along the way. And yes, the resolution is today I have an incredibly abundant business and a life with so much freedom and flexibility, which is why I am so well placed to help you achieve the same, right? So I have absolutely had a client come into my world and pay me as a result of that particular email. I wasn't selling anything, but I want you to know that when you are intentional with your content, even storytelling can create that outcome. But what are we here to do today? We're here to talk about money-making content. So now I want to get into sales specifically. All right, so you already know that your content needs to talk about what your audience and your people, your beautiful people and potential clients and customers want, what they want, not what they need, what you think they need. Forget that. You give them what they need, but you sell them what they want. Now, when it comes to sales messaging, you've done the work, right? You need to have done the work in the education and the entertainment and the storytelling to have the right to then move into a sales conversation. Now, of course, you always have permission to sell because you're in market year round. Well, if you've been playing, if you're in the entrepreneur world, you've already earned this right. You already have permission. Give yourself permission. Sell more. That's one of the things I would say, actually. Make more offers. That's the first way to grow your income. Offer more. Anyway, back to messaging. Okay, so people will buy who they trust, right? They want to feel certain that you can help them get what they want. And that is the trust part of the marketing speak, know, like, trust, right? Trust. Now, trust is also about believing that you are an authority. So when it comes to writing sales copy, or messaging, it's really important that you come from a place of conviction and certainty that by buying the offer on the table, your people are going to get what they want. Now, you may say to me, oh, but it's up to them. I can't promise them. You're not promising. You're telling them what is available. Now, the way I like to think about this is I know for sure what's possible when you follow my methods. I know that for sure and for certain. I have so many clients that I've worked with have had the exact outcomes that I sell. But not every client has by a country mile. Like, just as many clients come into my world and something happens in their life that takes them out of my world, or they lean back and they don't get the results that they wanted. I can't take responsibility for their results. Every individual has to take responsibility for their own, myself included. And I work with a lot of high ticket mentors myself. But back to the subject at hand. If you have already achieved what you're selling in terms of an outcome, Chili's here, and you know how with certainty, sorry, I know you're used to Chili, but sorry, and you know how with certainty that you can help others have the outcome that you've created for yourself, and potentially you've helped create with other clients, customers, etc., you know it's possible. So when you come to writing sales content, I don't want you writing it from a place of fear and what if I overcommit. I want you writing it from a place of channeling what is available that you've literally seen the proof of through either your own experience or your customers or your clients' experience in saying yes to the offer at hand. That's the energy to be in, and that is the energetics of sales. If you show up to make an offer from a sales perspective and you don't position yourself as an authority, that you don't come across with certainty that you can get help the person on the other side of your content get what they want, you're not going to grow their appetite. You're just not. So that is what I would call the magic to channel when you're thinking about generating sales. Money making content means respecting the customer journey, having different types of content all very intentionally created, and then when it comes to actually making offers, doing it from a place of commitment, conviction, confidence, absolutely, and certainty. Wow. They were all C words. How about that? Okay. So that is today's podcast, all about money-making messaging. I hope you've gotten a lot out of this. Remember, it's all about communicating what your product or offer delivers from a want perspective. What do your audience want? Always come back to this point. What do they want? What do they want? What do they want? The better you understand the people that you're selling to, the more you're going to be comfortable in creating the kind of content that grows their appetite. What do they want? Know what they want. Know what you offer in language that turns your offer into their desire. And remember this, no matter what type of content you're creating, and come from a place of intentionality. And finally, when it comes to selling, make sure that you position yourself as an authority. You sell that offer with absolute certainty of what's available results-wise, outcomes-wise, and you are going to make more money. Now, if you've loved this episode, you will absolutely froth, how do I say that word, over my money-making messaging training. I ran this live a few weeks ago. You can absolutely jump in and purchase it now as a training. It is 90 minutes. It comes with a workbook. It comes with three different types of copy. Let's call it sort of copy format. They're more like copy guides, different ways that you can get into a place of creating appetite, demand, and growing your sales. But because they're kind of templated in terms of how to start the copy, how to finish the copy, and what to say in the middle, if you're somebody who's like, I need more help, you are going to absolutely love this training. So I'm going to put the link to that inside the show notes. One other thing is right now, for a short window, I am running, woohoo, I'm excited about this, to celebrate my 3 years as a coach, I am running some very low-ticket one-on-one calls that are all about helping you tune up your messaging. 30 minutes, $44. You also get the money-making messaging training as a bonus. Oh my God, right? And there are limited availabilities and they're moving. I've got some incredible people that have already locked those in. So when you hear this, if you're like, oh my God, I want to jump on the phone, the Zoom room, let's call it, with Yvette and get her magic in terms of how do I take all this information in and actually quickly integrate it and master my messaging, jump in now and book yourself in. I hope there's still availability for you. I would love to get on to a call with you and, yeah, help you make magic in your messaging. All right, that's it for this week. I will be back soon, I promise. Like, I really promise. Thanks again for listening. I cannot wait to hear from you. Always please remember to share the episodes you love, leave me a review, jump into my Instagram DM and tell me what's coming up for you, and I'll be back soon. Bye for now. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur podcast. I truly appreciate you being here. And if you appreciate me, why not jump on into iTunes and leave me a review? 5-star would be nice. Share it on social media. I can't wait to get to know you. Jump into my DM on the gram anytime at @YvetteMayer_. Other than that, there's a boatload of info in the show notes. I can't wait to be back in your ears soon. Bye for now.